Okay.
There are no funds, and so this play is all about fighting outside.
We're going to go ahead and begin. Thanks everybody for being here. We are all here except Susan Richards, who was excused this evening, and I have not heard from Doug. I don't know if anybody else has. So I imagine he'll be here shortly. We're going to go ahead and you've had over a week's time to look at your board packets. Let's jump into the consent calendar. See if there's any questions that come up on any items on the consent calendar. And just so you're all aware, we are going to have a closed session here at 5:30 prior to our regular meeting, so we want to kind of watch the clock on that. There's some travel requests there. Anything on the consent calendar?
No, but here's Doug.
Hey, Doug. We're just getting started.
Oh, so it's not done.
Okay, nothing on the consent calendar just yet. Okay, pretty straightforward. Superintendent, do you want to keep us in suspense of, actually, you don't, yeah, you do have a superintendent celebration tonight.
Yeah, well, we have a couple things, preliminary numbers, looking at graduation, looks like we'll anchor goals and exceed those this year, which is fantastic. Also, looking at our English language arts, still very early, but looks like we'll be very, very close, I hope, to that goal as well. We're looking at raw data, of course, unaudited data before we receive it from the state. A couple other things, yeah, that I'll elaborate more on in our meeting. But we did finish up the last week and a half. We had a teacher leadership teams that we met with in retreat fashion, and as well as 2 days of administrator leadership meetings as we wrapped up this last year as we make plans moving forward for this fall. Got a lot of great work done, so.
Very good. We're going to highlight an award tonight. Do we know
we
if
are.
That teacher will be here tonight?
She will be.
Okay. Very good. And it doesn't look as if we have anyone registered for public participation tonight. Okay. All right. Increasing student achievement. Approval of a new naming of the youth in custody school and. We have Ed here, I believe. He's hiding. There you are. We're excited to have you address us tonight. Any questions on that? Okay. Let's see, number two, and we'll go into.
So that is all of the. Mill Creek will stay the same, but everything else will go with its new name. Is that right?
No, so the facilities will stay, the facilities will keep their name, Mill
yeah.
Creek and Weber Valley.
Weber Valley.
Just within both schools, it will be called Maintenance Peak.
Okay. Just want to clarify.
Okay, we'll then jump into the public hearing, and Zane, we'll turn some time over to you. There's a lot of numbers in our packets. I don't know if you want to highlight anything for us right now or wait till we get into the meeting. What's your druthers? Okay. I know we met as a budget and finance committee last week, and so some of the numbers that are presented in those numbers are numbers based off the public finances recommendation, especially as we look at the proposed budget for next year. So we'll have two public hearings, one to approve the proposed budget for next year, and the other one is to solidify the budget for this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do set the final legal budget for FY18 first. That will be fairly simple. Then we'll get into FY19. I've got a little PowerPoint presentation.
Little.
That I'll share with you, and then we can get into the weeds as much as you want. We'll probably spend a little time on the tax rate discussion for the coming year. And I have some numbers that I don't see this as part of the public hearing necessarily, but it's information that Louis Young has worked up that they got to me today with regards to how changes in our property tax base have affected financing things and options with the bond. So I can share that as part of the FY19 budget discussion if you like. Although it's not really part of it, it's more information than
it. Yeah. Okay. We'll then jump into the approval of the construction manager general contractor for the Ben Lomond Health and PE facility. Darwin, you'll present to us there. Following that discussion or that presentation, we'll then jump into a discussion regarding the Ben Lomond Fieldhouse design. That will be done by VCBO. Is that correct?
Yes, this is Dave Cox with VCBO.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
We're glad that you're here. And then we will jump into the University of Utah Reading Clinic Program. Ed, you'll take care of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that in the readings that we've had? We'll have Luke here tonight, or Heather, are you representing Luke?
Luke will be there.
Okay. He'll be going over the international or the IB program. Approval of board policy, the acceptable use policy. First reading. Any questions on that for Casey? These acceptable use policies just keep coming.
This was a clerical error on my part. So I submitted the form for approval, and I didn't include the policy with the form. So I apologize for that.
Okay. Is there any reason why we can't move that one to the consent calendar?
That's okay. I guess.
Yeah. Purchase of the Secondary Steps curriculum. We've got Tim here. Any questions for Tim? We're a quiet group tonight.
Set
I guess summer.
pretty straightforward.
What do we want to move that one to the consent calendar?
Sure.
Okay. And the third reading of the fundraising and donations.
I will just say on that, as I did, we went through and streamlined that, like a four-page policy document, put it to two. We didn't change
Small
anything
print.
As far as, we just kind of got rid of some of the quantification. And so we put that out principles again, never really got any feedback after that, so.
I mean, it was graduation time. I don't know how high
so
on the list.
Well, we had met with them and talked through it, so I don't see that there are going to be any changes that they're going to bring forward at this point. They'll probably appreciate that there's two pages of policy instead of four.
Yeah.
we didn't do anything to change it substantively, and the procedure pretty much stayed the same. So, if you wanted, you could probably move that to consent. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know that when we've discussed this before in the past, the direction from the board was let's get some feedback, and I think there's been ample time to get that feedback, and so I'm fine moving it forward.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the ratification of the negotiated agreements. Do we have Jessica with us?
So I'll be touching on that.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
and a lot of it we've already talked about.
Yep.
So I think that's, you know, I that's another one if you want it, because we have talked about it. Nothing's really changed, but if you want to take separate action on it, we know the word is. Or if you want to roll it up and consent, you can do that too. Depends on how much time you want to spend on it. So.
I was not at the last board meeting when it was discussed in depth, but I read through the minutes, so I would be the one, probably the only one in favor of having it not moved, but I'll listen to whatever you guys want to do.
Okay.
More my concern was, how did they come back feedback with this? It's certified, right? That you guys have a meeting with?
Well, we met with the OSPA on the job study.
Right. That's a long time ago.
And that went well, and they ratified. They met, had a mass meeting this week, invited me to be there to talk about it. I think they feel really good about where things are.
And the vote was 26-1. I remember it.
I will say, I've been talking to a few friends that I've made in other districts, and they aren't as far along in the process as we are, and so it makes me feel good. So we've been in their shoes before.
Yeah.
So very good. What do you want to do, folks? Do you want to move that up?
It's pretty smooth this year. Yeah.
I think it's good to have it
separate,
to have it down here, just because, I don't know, it kind of gives it a formality rather than...
You just want to hear Zane talk.
I don't think he has to say anything, does he? It's Jessica.
Yeah, but he's speaking for Jessica tonight.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it still would be...
I think they always say, you know, negotiations went well.
Mm-hmm.
Put you over the highlights.
All groups ratified, and we approve. So
it's a pretty big deal, because sometimes it's hard to get everyone to agree.
Yeah.
So. I noticed in the paper there have been a couple of articles, a joint one with taxes, and then today Weaver had their an article how they accepted or approved their negotiated agreements. And so it may not hurt to at least give us the highlights.
That's right.
Are there any others that do we want to move up, or are we fine with moving, 8, 9, and 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last call for any questions on anything on the agenda. Okay. We're a talkative group tonight. we need to have a voice vote to go into a closed session, or first have a motion. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Joyce.
Second.
Seconded by Jennifer. Voice vote.
Yes.
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 All right. Thank you all for being here. We'll excuse you for 45 minutes. We'll meet you downstairs shortly.
Love to say who's here.
Oh, who's here? All board members, superintendent, Paula and Zane. This is Mr.
Don't you pass me
I think that we'll probably go faster than what
I initially
thought.
Are you recording yet?
You won't be heartbroken about that.
Good.